Garbage.
You see that crap? All that horror crap? Things coming out of crates, people, dead people coming back to life, people turning into weeds, for Christ's sake. I never saw such rotten crap in my life. Where do you get this shit? Who sells it to you? All that horror crap?
Hello and welcome to DWN Productions THC podcast, sponsored by Fast Custom Shirts on at boygob.com, not on boygob.com.
But also on the Horophilia Network.
Just used to saying it so many times.
Yes, yes, you were.
Not going to have so many times left, though, Joe.
Nope. Pretty sure we've had a change in presidency, and one thing the new president wants to do, president-elect, is get rid of podcasts. Yep.
Well, not this one.
No.
It's so unnoticeable, doesn't right. even know it exists.
It crawls underneath the radar.
That's unfortunate. Or fortunate, depending.
Yeah, big news, big news. See a lot of people that are excavating Facebook to go to some platform I've never heard of that's just for, like, Nazis and racists and shit.
MySpace.
Yes, that's it. Now, I think it's called Vine.
Vine?
Vine.
That 8-second video thing that was before the TikTok?
That's the one.
What are they doing?
I don't know. They're making vines.
All right. Can you tell if there's any audio difference?
No, none at all.
None at all?
What is that thing?
A wind catcher.
Ah, for those that can't see us, which is all of you, he's got some circle thing in front of his mic.
It catches the wind.
A dream catcher, but for mics.
Did it have any? Is it any different?
Yeah, a little bit, I guess.
Which one was better?
I don't know. Start singing and bring it like all around and everything.
Hello and welcome, Joe. What did you watch? How was your week? Wait, that's the first segment, isn't it?
Yes.
Hey, Joe, how was your week?
It's all right. I worked and then I didn't work. And then I drank. And today I didn't. Until now. Until now. Just opened my first of the day.
Me too.
Yeah.
Me too. I guess for me, a week back in the shop, did not feel refreshed or rejuvenated to do anything. And then my legs started acting fucked up again. So this sucks. This is going to be, I guess, until they go in there and burn whatever the fuck she was talking about shut. So I don't know. I'm getting pretty goddamn annoyed by it.
So when they burn this shut, is that going to put you out of commission for like a day or something?
No, they said, oh, just come in, you'll do this ultrasound, this specific ultrasound, so they can find the dead vein or what, something like that. And then they just give you, oh, we'll just give you a Valium and then stick a hot poker in you. So, I mean, I'm just going to get ripped and then go and say, no need for the Valium, man.
I got this. Yeah.
I mean, if that's all it is, then no, I'm just going to fucking get ripped and then say, let's do it, fucker.
Well, I mean, one of the good things about not having universal health care is that they can do that stuff. You know, Tom, our nation leads in medical and
search.
One more time, searching for solutions to these problems. You know, so yeah, there's that.
Have you ever seen Reboot?
Reboot, no. Is that the one where the guy's a robot?
Oh, so you have seen Reboot?
No, I haven't.
Okay.
Is that the one where it's all first person and he's just like running through shit?
I don't know.
Oh, I guess you have also not seen Reboot.
I guess not.
I have seen Das Boot more than once.
Have you drank from one?
Yes, I have. I guess I watched Das Reboot. I don't know. No, I've been from Boot, but I like
you gotta
that.
You got to turn it at the end.
Too bad it wasn't made in 1973.
Hey, what do you think of 1973? Just before we get to the movie, would you? Thank God for blaxploitation or...
Yeah, I mean, there wasn't a whole lot to choose from, I guess, you know? So, yeah, I did a...
There were movies.
Yeah, there was movies.
There were a good amount of movies.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'd say, hey, let's do the list now, but we tried going out of order before, and that didn't turn out too well.
Yeah, that just fucks everything up. I guess we should just go with, hey, Tom, what did you watch? As so, for this, folks, we'll get to that.
Not only did I watch a movie, but I went against your recommendations and watched a movie. Hey, Joe, tell us all about Ghost World.
Okay, one of the best comic book adaptations ever made, based on the comic book by Daniel Clowes, Ghost World, is about just two chicks finding their place in the world and fucking up a guy's life in the process.
I had many, many of hearty laughs during this movie. I can't remember the last movie. I guess Howling 2, but those were laughing for the most part. All was kind of creepy because this broad looked like she was 12, and Steve Buscemi looked like he was 42.
Yeah,
and I know the age gap wasn't that much.
Probably. Yeah, she does look rather young.
But I mean, what's her nuts from American Beauty? She did good playing Velma in this one.
Yeah?
I've seen a lot of ladies at horror conventions stealing her look.
Yeah, they do that. I don't know if I'd mentioned it last time or, you know, kudos to the girl that was playing Velma at the horror pop-up because she did it right. Velma's not supposed to look all fucking hot. You know, so this girl nailed it. It's the way it was supposed to be done.
You know who else nailed it?
Steve Buscemi?
No, he was good, but there was someone else who was a little bit better.
Scar Johansson?
No.
The teacher lady?
No, but she was also excelente. I'm going with R.L. Stein as Velma's father.
Oh, yeah. So I'm surprised you like this. This is, like, not your type of movie.
Why? It's a nice little slice of life movie.
Right, because it's about human...
A coming-of-age story. There's a bunch of these movies I said that I liked. I and remember, what's like, Brigsby Bear? You went out and watched that.
You know?
Yeah, I don't know if this was actual music. Those beeps at the beginning, singing and dancing. Oh, man. This was good. My main thing that I regret about this one is they didn't have the Blu-ray in stock. So I had to settle for the Criterion Edition DVD.
What? Did somebody make a trip to Barnes & Noble?
I did. I bit the bullet and finally bought that underwhelming Godzilla set.
You caved, huh?
Yeah, I brought it back home and put it next to that God or the Gamera set. Oh, man, the Gamera set pisses all over it. Like, the Godzilla set's technically bigger because it's taller, but you can't pleasure a woman with a pencil dick. You need a little bit of girth. The Gamera set's got it. In folds.
And it's got comic books.
It does. Like, you know, folds.
Yeah. So no on this Godzilla set? Or have you watched any of it?
No,
or?
I didn't. I just got it today.
Okay.
That's, I was just like, hey, what do you think about, should I watch this?
No.
Yeah, I can. On certain things, I'm just like, yeah, I'm not going to take his word for this one. And that's how I gauge it.
I didn't think you would like it, but yeah.
Why?
It's a good flick. I dig it.
It's like eighth grade, but older.
Because I like it. I figured, hey, if I like it, there's no way he's going to like it.
We like it just because it's from some shitty comic book no one's ever read.
No one's ever read it. I have a limited signed edition.
I have the first printing in the zine.
Yeah.
Old fucking puke baby Miss Pick shit in fucking Florida drew it.
No.
Whatever his name, Burning Anals.
He didn't. That guy can't draw for fuck.
This shit reminded me a lot of Mission Hill. I'm not going to tell you to watch it because it's animated, so I have no fucking idea what to recommend to you for that, but it reminded me a lot of the Mission Hill.
We'll get to some animation.
Oh, I hope not. Oh, shit, we will. Damn you. But yeah, I would, I went and I listened to the commentary too. It was all right. But, the Criterion Collection, I think it's a little overpriced for someone to get excited to pay $15 for some old ass DVD. That's a little silly when they're charging motherfuckers $40 for a Blu-ray. That's why Barnes & Noble has this 50% off sale every fucking other month.
That's why Criterion has that sale every other month.
And a lot of their movies is, I think this is for the poofters.
Yeah, I don't give a fuck about German Expressionism or whatever the fuck, you know.
Yeah, a lot of those. Yeah, I'm thinking about White Dog. But the only problem is there's nothing else I want, and I'll have to pay for shipping. So it'll just be, it's not worth it. This isn't a sale. These are just overpriced DVD. Who's going to buy White Dog? No one. People don't know. Oh, boy, I don't know, Joe. Something's wrong with the world today. You remember that 1973 classic?
I remember that 73 classic.
It's good. Gas, 3 cents a quart.
Oh, man. Those were the days.
When you'd fill up your buggy.
Yeah.
The kids would ghost ride the buggy.
Our boys were coming home from Vietnam.
In 73?
Yeah, some of them were, right?
I hope so. Yeah. Not enough of them.
No.
Damn you, the government.
Not all of them did.
Don't laugh at that. Oh, you were crying. Sorry.
That was my cry noise.
Yeah. Oh, you have a crying noise.
It sounds like a laugh because these are the tears of a clown.
Goddamn Juggalo. Did you go to Red Lobster today, boy?
Yeah, but man, did they make some good pasta. They got some like shrimp and lobster pasta. That's good shit.
Yeah, I looked it up. $26. Fuck you.
For the shrimp and lobster pasta?
Mm-hmm.
I ain't been to Red Lobster in fucking decades.
You got class?
Oh, I mean, it's fucking Red Lobster. Who gives a shit about these chain restaurants?
Come on. Pour one out for Fuddruckers.
Fuck Fuddruckers. Jimmy's, fucking Crab Shack Joe's and
we don't need to hear about your pants. We're here to talk about movies.
All those places suck. Yeah.
Hey, what'd you watch?
I watched a movie called The Devil All the Time. It's just a series of bad shit happening. This kid, his mom dies, his dad goes crazy, crucifies his dog, and then kills himself. The kid goes to live with like somebody else, his aunt or something, grandma. And then his, fucking cousin, like, I don't know what happened to her parents. They got killed too or something. And then this girl gets knocked up by a fucking preacher. And I don't know, there's some serial killers going around and everything's all tied together. And I just don't give a fuck because there's nobody to really like in this movie. Like I said, just bad shit happening. And I don't know. It's tied together well. I guess it's directed well, but I didn't give a fuck. Maybe I'm not in the mood to watch some shit like that, Tom, where it's just bad things happening, you know? We need a spark of light in this world. We need something to guide us out of this tunnel of darkness.
You should watch Paddington.
It's not this movie, that's for sure.
Paddington.
What'd you watch, Tom?
Did I talk about Wolfman's Got Nards last week? Did I?
Mm-hmm. Okay. You said it was just... Yeah.
I don't think I did, but I'll skip it. That's okay.
You did.
Okay. I watched RoboCop. Have you heard of this movie?
I've heard of it. It's about a cop that gets rebooted into a robot body. Except for his face is not robot.
But there is appliances on it to make it look like his head's bigger and his skin's stretching over the metal bit a little bit.
Yeah, and he just like kind of looks around at folks and sees like little lines and shit. Or data pops up. Or data, if you prefer.
So I seen this when I was a child. Probably way too young to see this.
Mm-hmm.
I had no interest in going back and watching this, but hey, Arrow Video Sale. All right, let's watch RoboCop. Joe said it was worth the fuck. Yeah, it's still fun. It holds up. Think this is one you have to have grown up liking.
It's, I remember liking it. I can't remember when the last time I saw it was, but... Yeah, last time I watched it, I thought, yeah, this is good.
It's a lot cheaper and cheesy than I thought it was going to be. I don't know how a new age kid, you know, those new age kids would be going into watching this. Because it does look a little outdated. Right, some spots reminded me of one of your favorite movies, good old Clash of the Titans.
Oh, with that... Fucking robot. The chicken robot.
You got it.
Yeah, that...
The giant mouser from the Ninja Turtles.
Yeah, that shit looks shitty. It looks like that fucking Star Wars Return of the Jedi thing.
Rancor looks a little better than that.
I don't know, and I'm not going to watch it again to find out. But,
The squibs were great. Like, all the squibs and how they shot a guy 98 times.
They shot the fuck out of him.
Like, that was cool.
They were having fun doing it, too, so that was cool.
The toxic guy melting. Mm-hmm. Like, why there would be a toxic barrel in a steel mill just fucking sitting there.
It's the future. But come on, Tom.
I'm sure. But, I mean, just for that, I get it. But that was cool. But besides that, and fun fact, you know that steel mill? I used to look at that every day in college across the two-way street that was in front of the school. And everyone's like, oh, it's the RoboCop plate. And I gave no fucks. I feel sorry for the people of Detroit to have their great city be fucking doubled by this fucking awful, awful shithole.
But it was also doubled by Dallas, because that's the Dallas skyline they show.
Off. I'm sorry, Detroit. I'm sorry, Dallas.
Nobody wants to show fucking Detroit, you know?
But yeah, I don't know. I don't give a fuck. I didn't even bother watching any of the special features. It's in the sell to purchase bin. You buy. So yeah, this wasn't for me. I wanted to like it. Starship Troopers all the way.
Showgirls all the way.
I've never seen that one. One of these days when I get old enough.
It's pretty funny.
Is it? Is it a comedy?
Yeah, I think so.
A comedy of errors.
And I've always wanted to see the second one.
Pennies from Heaven?
Pennies from Heaven, yes.
Well, I'm part of the family, so let me see if we can get a big face hookup.
All right.
I'm totally not going to fucking hit him up. Can we get some? No, I might. I might. Let me leave a note. Hold on. Give me a piece of paper. Ah, oh, God damn it. I mean, you could talk, Joe. This is...
Yeah, I remember the guy from that 70s show being pretty good in it.
The dad.
Yeah, he's like the main bad guy in this shit.
Yeah, I just knew him from that 70s show, so it was kind of hard to believe him as this guy. I bet if you saw this first and you were a fan and then you saw that 70s show, you'd be like, oh, god damn, clean his life up.
How come he's not telling the bitches to leave like he did in RoboCop?
Fuck, he smacked the fuck out that bitch. Mm-hmm. And then there's like a thing that when the RoboCop remake came out, it was like a bunch of people came together and each shot like scenes. They each got a scene from RoboCop and shot it in their style and they cobbled them all together. My buddy sent me the scene where he shoots the guy in the dick. The remake, it's just a whole bunch of guys with rubber dicks hanging out and fucking RoboCop just blowing them off. So that was pretty funny, but then so I tried.
RoboCop blows them off.
Like, they're just a bunch of rapists just come out with their cocks hanging out of their pants.
And he blows.
He blows the man down.
Okay.
Yeah, it's very sticky scene. That.
I just always forget about it, never watch it.
Yeah, I got it and watched like 3 minutes and said, I don't even really like the fucking movie itself. Why am I going to watch this? I'm sure that was the best part. I stopped it and watched it. Hey, if you want to buy the Arrow Director's Cut of RoboCop, hit me up. Sell it cheaper than they did on their sale. Talking to you, Joe.
I'm good.
Fucking prick.
Yeah.
Please!
No.
I just bought Godzilla.
Well, you watched 3 minutes of that movie. I watched 30 minutes of Borat subsequent film.
Subsequent?
Yeah. Maybe I'll finish this by the next time we record, but I don't know, because It's not good. Like you said, it is not fucking good. It's just, yeah, a series of stupid shit with his daughter. And, you know, he could have just created a new character and gone around and done, like, the gimmick shit that he's been doing for forever that works well, instead of trying to do this Borat shit and not even doing it aside from your scripted fucking bullshit. And even the people that he does talk to, or that the daughter talks to, none of that shit's been funny. You know, it's just been kind of fucking lame.
Yeah, it's not the best show.
Yeah, and what in the 30 minutes that I've watched, he's in Texas, obviously. And, like, it starts out in Galveston. It's fucking Galveston. Might as well stay in fucking Kazakhstan or wherever the fuck you're from.
What is this, Manassas, Pennsylvania?
I'll finish it, but it's going to be like, eh, maybe I'll watch 10 more minutes of Borat today. I don't know. Not good.
It's here and there. It's keep making it the number one movie in America.
Yeah. Didn't make my list.
What about the worst movies of the year?
Maybe I can add it to worst movies. Or at biggest letdown.
You ever seen Slumber Party Massacre 2?
I think all those movies are kind of the same to me, so I'm going to say yes.
This one's pretty good. This is like the stereotypical horror movie that people think about when they think about stereotypical horror movies.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty good. There's a lot of singing in it that I could do without, but I had fun watching this. I thought it was going to be one of those, oh, God damn it, when's it going to be over? But there was good shit. There was surprisingly a lot of gore. The fucking weapons, like a fucking chainsaw, where the neck's a auger.
What did Arrow put this out to, or what did you?
No, I saw this in the theater, the home theater.
Ah, okay. Because I remember this came out as a set years ago with all three of them, several years ago.
But yeah, I heard this was really the only one worth a fuck.
You're probably right.
Yeah, I would definitely recommend it if you've never seen it and you're looking for a slasher movie. If we ever made a top 10 slasher movies with honorable mentions, it might make it somewhere.
Yeah.
Most of the Jason ones won't.
No.
And Halloween won't work for you. The first one, the second one, or the third one.
Yeah. Well, I got to rewatch the second one, but I haven't found it anywhere.
Oh, no, I was talking about the second one is in, like, the second remake, like the Rob Zombie one, and then the Annie McBride, as you'd say.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But at least Phantasm holds up.
Boom, 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 boom. You ever seen Ravager yet?
No, I haven't.
All right, don't.
They're all on Shudder. I'm going to watch them all.
Nah. Just stop you. After four.
Got you. Got to do justice to my homie Angus.
Well, let me ask you a question, Joe.
Angus Beefcake Scrim.
We're skipping a little bit ahead.
Okay.
I'm going to give you some time to think about it. But this is our last episode in a series of episodes before we start a new series.
Of episodes. And
of something.
Yeah.
So in between those times, we've been having like a little buffer. You know how the Mummy trilogy was a buffer?
Yeah.
Jean-Claude Van Damination or whatever was a little buffer. If you want to have one of those, let me know. Before we go into it and I say what you picked for our next.
Okay.
So, yeah, Slumber Party Massacre 2, it was pretty great. Pretty great. get some pizza and watch it with friends.
Like I said, I wasn't in the mood for all this doom and gloom, so I thought, hey, I'll throw on a comedy. I haven't seen Walk Hard, the Dewey Cox story yet, and now I have watched Walk Hard, the Dewey
Cox story. Press stop on Dewey Cox, the Walk Hard story. You don't want anything to do with that.
What? It had some giggles. It's not the, definitely not the greatest, but it was entertaining. I'll never watch it again, but it is what it is, you know. A lot of Saturday Night Live people are on there.
It's one of those.
Yeah.
Was it Entertain Us?
Yes. Yeah, like I said, it was all right. It had some giggles, but a lot of it just kind of fell flat with me. I don't know.
Is the baby on your list?
No.
Well, hey, Joe, I watched a movie you talked about some time ago that I thought, hey, that sounds weird. I'll keep that at the back of my mind. Wouldn't you know? It came out in 1973. It's called The Baby. Why don't you tell us all about The Baby, Joe?
He's just a big old baby, Tom.
So, a family, a mother, two grown daughters, and a grown son who they train to make him think he's a baby. This guy's probably in his 20s. Nah, this guy's probably in his late 30s. And, they trained him to think he's a baby, and they shock him with cattle prods and shit so he doesn't walk. So, and they have sex with this man baby. And that's the movie. Nobody's going to take our fuck baby away from us. But some then a social worker does.
Some dudes pay money for that kind of treatment.
Do you?
Not me. I ain't no furry.
Rest in peace, Chris. Yeah. Did you hear he got shellfish poisoning? I think it's called iodine poisoning. Yeah. She fucked a guy in a shrimp costume. He didn't wrap it up.
That'll happen. That'll fucking happen.
Yep. Just pulled his floppy red dog dick out and stuck it in the shellfish.
Right?
So what happens when you can't get to a convention? Furry Festiva's canceled and fucking Hulkamania runs wild, brother.
Rest in peace, Furry Festiva.
So what were we talking of? The baby?
The baby.
This could have been fucking...
About. Yeah.
This could have been pretty fucking good. But...
Did you get that from the Severin sale?
No. I got this from the home theater. it could have been good. This was just pretty boring and not a whole lot happens. The idea and concepts there, the execution is lacking, which is saying something. If you didn't make a fucking top 15 list of movies from 1973, you're fucking not doing much at all. So, the baby, yeah, I could see Severin putting this out.
They did. Part of their intervision line, I think.
Ah, that makes sense. Not dollars. No, people crashed their website trying to get this.
Right. I watched book 2, as they call it, of Avatar, The Last Airbender. Fucking great cartoon, Tom. I can't praise this shit enough. This is just inspiring. It's well written. It's funny. And Clancy Brown from the Mortuary Collection. He does a voice this season. Good shit, man. Good shit. I know eventually when I finish book 3 and 4, I'm going to have to watch that fucking movie, though. Before I move on to Legend of Korra. I know, you don't like fun. I know, Tom.
Hey, speaking of fun.
What'd you watch, Tom?
I watched Sarah T., Portrait of a Teenage Alcoholic. Smoothie. Pretty fun, especially if you've been doing a little. Yeah, co-starring Mark Hamill as Luke Skywalker and Linda Blair as Reagan Exorcist.
Yeah.
It's good. It's even more fun when you're drinking.
Made for TV flick?
Oh, I don't know. I thought this was like some kind of made to show kids at school, and then as the movie progressed, this is not made to show kids at school.
Hmm.
I'll
take you down a nasty road.
Okay, you got to know only a few things about this movie, because I don't want to spoil much. But the big things are going to get spoiled, and it's going to make you want to watch this. The first one, it's fucking great. Watch it. The second one, 15-year-old Sarah T. goes to a AA meeting, where she's confronted by a 9-year-old alcoholic who is a year sober. And the third thing is Sarah T. gets all liquored up and rides Luke Skywalker's horse off into the night, only to ride it into a fucking freeway where a car hits it and flips over the hood.
It's on YouTube.
Oh, where did I see this? I think I seen it at the home theater.
Oh, you didn't get the special release from Vinegar Syndrome?
There is a DVD or a Blu-ray, and it is in the list. So soon, it will be on the shelf. In the shrink wrap.
I watched nothing else, Tom.
Oh, no. How was it?
You know.
Oh, that's not the name of a movie.
No, it's not.
Oh. Hey, Joe.
Yeah?
You ready to take a final dive into the underworld?
This time, Tom, things are getting bloody. It's a bloody war, mate. Fuck this movie. This one sucked.
Not a fan, huh?
Way to go out, Underworld. Way to go out. Oh,
this is
shit.
The only one I didn't see in theaters.
Let's see. Celine is now on the run from the Lycans and the vampires, but the vampires pull her in because they want her to train a new batch of death dealers. But it's a setup, man. It's a setup. They just want her blood because she can walk in the sun and shit. And this new hot vampire just sets her up and betrays her. I don't know who that chick was, but she was pretty fucking hot. Movies should have been about her, you know, get fucking Celine out of there, skinny bitch. So, Celine manages to escape somehow. I don't know, old vampire saves her, and she runs off to meet the Nordic vampires. Oh, some pale, white-skinned vampires that turn vampires into mummies, which that's cool. We got an appearance by a mummy, and mummies are hot this year.
Or cool.
Yeah. There's a raid by the Lycans, and I don't know, this guy can turn into a really shitty looking CGI mummy with like just the mummy, not mummy, a werewolf. He can turn into a fucking werewolf with a human head, and it looks really shitty. Like, really, really shitty.
Yeah, that was just a couple years ago.
Yeah, and,
movie's fairly recent.
And Celine gets killed, but they bring her back to life again by turning her into a mummy. So she saves the day at the end by appearing, and she's like Nightcrawler now, to where she can teleport and fight you, like teleporting, and she's got like whitish hair.
Just the tip.
Yeah, and this other guy, he's like fucking vampire royalty, just like everybody else. You know, oh, it's the one true lineage. Fuck off with that already.
Well, he was from the last one.
Yeah. Yeah. He can walk in daylight, too, because she gave him some blood. Some of his blood. Yeah, this one's just a piece of shit, man.
And then it comes full circle, and she's one of the elders now.
Right. So what are they going to do? Put her to sleep for 100 years?
Mm-hmm. Night, bitch.
Put you in a hole in the ground. Mm-hmm. Fuck. Yeah, I didn't like it. Sliding around on the ice and shit.
It was okay. I would say it's the middle one.
They needed Straczynski to come back on this one, like the last one, because the last one, what the fuck was that called? I don't know, The Progeny?
Awakening,
that one was decent. That one was a pretty good movie. Mm-hmm. This is not. This is definitely fucking not.
We'll rank them. How would you rank the Underworld movies?
Let's see. I'd go with Underworld, the first one, probably being the best because it establishes everything. And then I'll go with Awakening being the second best. And then I'll go with whatever the second one was called. What was that shit called?
Evolution.
Yeah, right, Evolution. And then we'll go with the old-timey Underworld, like Back to the Future Underworld. It takes place in the past. Rise of the Lycans, I think.
Yep.
And then Blood Wars is definitely fucking last. Yeah. So again, I had to go and buy a copy. Fuck, if you want to see this, because it's pretty good, I'll have it in my sale box.
Well, I got the promotional DVD stand for that movie in the shop that I keep the DVDs I'm watching for that day. It's nice. Thanks, Lori.
I would toss that.
Well, hey, there's a little bit of bonus. I flew over to Europe and played the game for PlayStation 2, Underworld, Endless Wars,
Endless
a.k.a. War. Underworld. This sucks a dick.
A.k.a. Diablo. That's what it was. The gameplay was fucking Diablo. You're repetition. Celine. If you want to be Celine, you can be Celine, or you can be a werewolf.
Or you could be like three other vampires, nondescript vampires.
She runs around with guns that are as long as her arms and just
shoot purple.
You just shoot. That's it. You just shoot. Eventually you can pick up a flamethrower or something and flame things. Looked like it would get real, real boring after about 2 minutes. But then again, when it came out, maybe that was like the shit, man. I don't know.
It didn't come out, Joe. It was canned in the United States for being a piece of shit, and it was only released limitedly in Europe.
Fucking European sons of bitches.
They liked it.
They took a bullet for us, I guess. A silver bullet.
Bonus number two. This piece of shit, fake-ass looking American-made fucking anime time period.
Hold up, Tom. Speaking of bullets, the lichens have like drill bullets that once they hit you, they're gonna keep on drilling inside. Oh fuck! And that didn't even play an element in the rest of the movie. Once they
it was just to go, Mamma Mia.
That's it's a spinning. It's a spinning.
Dreidel, dreidel, dreidel.
Ah, fuck. It's like the twisty fucking pasta. You know, that's what it's doing.
Rotini.
Yeah. But yes, the second bonus, Tom.
Yeah, it fucking sucked. Like, first two parts, fucking awful. This anime sucks. This really is an anime, because it's like American shit trying to look like it's fucking anime. Character designs are awful. Voice acting's awful. Script's fucking awful. Backgrounds are awful. Nothing looks good on this. The third story has some good ideas, like the fourth movie had, where it's like, oh yeah, we got this fucking task force that goes and hunts down fucking werewolves and vampires and shit. That would have been an awesome fucking movie, but they only use it for like little fucking pieces and nothing ever comes from it. Fuck you in the anals.
Yeah, you got the showdown at the werewolf whorehouse. Like, he's got just some whores with machine guns there. Fucking strange and stupid. Just fucking stupid. It's on YouTube if you want to watch it, though. That's what, Endless War.
Yeah, I guess we should have watched this before Awakening, it seems like.
Yeah.
But fuck it. Look, you got this much time, you shitty fuck.
You know, though, if you want to buy this copy of Blood War, it also comes with the comic book adaptation of Blood War.
How was it?
I had looked at some of the art on it. It looked pretty shitty.
Better than the animation?
Yeah.
Well, that's good, at least.
But it would have been hard to get worse than that animation.
Well, I think the question is this. The whole reason we took this little dive into the underworld. You keeping that statue, or?
Yeah, like I said, you know, in the first one, the second one, there's some good looking shit. You know, there's definitely, like, they put some work into it. You know, and then after that, after the second one, it was just fucking CGI everywhere. And they said, you know what?
They Resident-Evil'd it up.
Yeah, this is cheaper. We don't have to, you know, hire those fucking smelly assholes. You know, it's just like, what?
Who are these smelly assholes?
You know, the SFX guys.
Hey, you.
But I didn't like these as much as I remember liking them. I remember liking at least the first one. Thinking, no, that's a fucking solid, you know, vampire action movie. It's not, you know, it's decent.
Yeah, I think it's one of those movies for the time.
Mm-hmm.
It was fucking awesome.
Definitely for the time, you know, the...
And, you know, time since you've seen other stuff.
The Matrix influence was really, really big on it. Beckinsale is not as good looking as I remember her to be, you know, not as attractive. I don't know. But yeah, I'll keep that statue.
Good.
Because nobody's going to know where it's from. So it's just some vampire, you know?
It doesn't have a little underworld plate on it?
It doesn't.
Oh, that's good. Thank God. Doesn't say Victor or something?
No, whatever his name was.
Marcus, maybe.
Marcus, Michael... So Michael, he got fucked in the last two movies. No, we don't need you. We'll just CGI your face on a guy that kind of looks like you and then kill him off.
Yeah, something's telling me he might have wanted money or respect.
Probably.
Two things you're not getting from an underworld movie.
No.
Yeah, I'm kind of in the same boat with you. I remember liking him more back in the day. But hey, man, I'm trying not to sneeze, but shit. Glad we took this little trip back down and watched them. Better than the Creature Features and Andy Sedaris movies, I'll tell you that.
Why was this rated R, this last one?
Probably for the blood.
The CGI blood?
Yeah.
pulling out some guy's spine.
That was kind of cool. I'll give him that.
I didn't like the fucking...
You remembered it.
One that they cut him in half, you know? They cut the fucking werewolf in half. Werewolf. I don't know, man. Yeah, but now I've watched them all.
You're a better man for it.
I suppose.
So what are we doing next week?
Shit, what had we talked about? We're just going to do a filler thing?
It's up to you if you want to. Otherwise, we can just jump right into all 89 weeks of what we have lined up next.
Satuichi? Yeah, let's fucking jump into it.
What are we jumping into, Joe?
I don't remember what we had decided we were doing.
Well, Joe, you know, we're going back to school, and we're taking a master class with the Masters of Horror, season one only.
I gotta find those.
So, get ready. I remember two only being good.
I remember liking the first season quite a bit.
All right, can't wait.
Right. And I have the second season, so we can go ahead and roll on to that too.
Oh,
all right.
No.
I got to find the first season within a week.
I think it's Incident on and Off a Mountain Road.
Is the first
Don
one?
Cascarelli one.
I have that one. I got to find it, but I have that one. And, of course, because it's my boy Joe Lansdale that wrote that one. And then I have the Stugo one.
Dreams of the Witch House.
That witchy house.
Well, that doesn't say road, but that's fine. Hey, Joe, let's swing into another issue of the Fantastical Spider-Mens.
You know, despite the advancements, I'd say, in the art department.
In this issue is great.
It's a pretty forgettable issue.
Well, let me tell you my origin story. Did you know Peter actually means penis?
As we recounted last week, Peter's identity has been exposed and the Green Goblin knows who he is, and now he's fucking tied to a chair at the behest, or mercy, I should say, of the Green Goblin, who is about to kill him, but not before just rattling off for fucking page after page after page about, first of all, why Spider-Man's didn't really defeat him those other four times, you know? And then, yeah, he tells his origin. Yeah.
This was a great issue, man. These are getting good.
No, there's
real good.
There's one panel with J. Jonah Jerklin, and I could swear, like, that was drawn by Evan Dorkin. It looks like that, you know? He's slipping up here and there, fucking Romita, already. The pressure's getting to him.
Well, maybe he'll just have to cool off in issue 42 when Iceman swings by and asks Peter, hey, you want to throw in on an apartment? I know this hot broad.
Wink. Yeah, Spider-Man escapes and they fight, and then the fucking Green Goblin gets amnesia.
We won't be seeing him no more.
Nope, he forgot that Peter Parker is Spider-Man's.
Mm. And Aunt May, oh, she's worrying again. You can't have her worry.
Yeah, the doctor.
Oh, you're lucky I was here.
Shit out of Peter. Oh, but Betty Brant's coming back. Maybe she can get her old job back.
Something's telling me we have an anal coming up, but I haven't ran across it in the timeline yet.
Yeah, I'll look that up. Because, yeah, you're right. We should be coming across one real soon.
Hey, Joe.
Hey, Tom.
1973.
Oh, fuck, what a year that was.
The birds were chirping. Gas was 3 cents a quart.
It's good times. It's good times.
Rocking in the Free World was on the AM station.
They put a man on the moon.
If you believe. Oh, honorable mentions.
Honorable mentions for 1973. I've got Lady Snowblood, the Japanese revenge classic that Tarantino borrowed heavily from for Kill Bill. Then I have Magnum Force. That's Clint Eastwood fighting against vigilante cops. They think he's a bit of a vigilante, so he might join them. But no, he don't want no part of that. Then I have Vault of Horror, the British adaptation of the comic Vault of Horror. And this one's better than their version of Tales from the Crypt. Then I have Lemora. Weird fucking movie about this girl that goes to see her dad, who is a gangster or something, but the town he's in is filled with, like, vampires. And they're trying to, like, make her a vampire. And there's, like, normal-looking vampires and then fucked-up vampires. And I don't know. It's a strange movie. Maybe if I'd have watched it again, it'd be on my top 10. But I don't know. Then I have Hanzo the Razor, The Snare. Old fucking Hanzo. He interrogates women by raping them, and then he does a lot of dick exercises. Those are my honorable mentions.
I got The Bad Bunch. And then the sneeze is coming.
That's some COVID shit right there.
And then I have Coffee with a Y. And then I have The Mac with a CK. And then I have Blackula 2, a.k.a. Scream Blackula Scream. And my final...
Friral.
Then my final honorable mention is very boring, but I own the DVD, so it had to be on here. And that is Blackenstein.
Number 10.
Yep.
Number 10. My number 10 film of 1973 is the Linda Spleven classic, The Devil and Miss Jones.
My number 10 is the vocabular classic SSSSSSSSS about the man who turns into a snake man. Number 9.
The Golden Voyage of Sinbad, featuring that Harryhausen whatever shit, you know?
And a magic.
As Kali in this one, and I think a Cyclops, maybe? Yeah. Or is that the seventh voyage? Fuck, I don't know. But this one's good, whatever it is. Whichever voyage Sinbad went on here, it was a good voyage.
My number 9 is also about a voyage, Joe. It's about a man who takes a voyage back to the homeland. And that man is Shaft in Africa. It's kind of boring, too. 1973 is a shit fucking year. But I do own that DVD, and I don't own SSSSSSS, so had to be a little higher than it.
Yeah.
Fuck this year. Next time it's my turn, I'll have something better, I promise. I instantly regretted saying 1973.
You were just thinking off the top of your head, you know?
Yeah. Number 8.
Enter the Dragon, the Bruce Lee classic that also features John Saxon and Jim Kelly. And Bolo Yeong, or whatever.
Bless you.
Yeah. However you say that Korean shit, or whatever he is.
Eight. The animated classic about a pig and his spider friend, or her spider friend, whatever. Charley's Web.
That's a good one.
Number 7.
High Plains Drifter. Clint Eastwood makes another appearance on my list. How about that? This time, he's a ghost cowboy, coming to get revenge on everybody in the town that fucked him over. Good movie.
Does he get it?
He does.
I have The Exorcist. Not a fan, but I just watched Sarah T, so.
Yeah.
And remember when she was getting revenge on people?
Yes.
Yeah, gotta give it to her for that, I guess. Remember when Rick James was in her?
Yeah.
Damn, you look disgusted.
They were super fucking freaks.
Trump voter.
Some super freaks.
Or racist. How was Black Panther? I've got a
Thor Ragnarok for
excuses.
Hey, it's next in the line of releases.
Damn it to hell. What's your number 6, Joe?
My number 6 is Papillon.
Papillon.
Yeah, the supposedly true story of Henri Javier, who escaped from every prison he was put in.
Except the last one.
You can never escape the prison of your own mind, Tom.
You know why? Because we're the monsters, motherfucker.
Us.
We're the monsters. I have a movie I was going to try and watch today, but I ended up watching Ghost World twice, and that is Godzilla vs. Megalon. I remember Godzilla, I think he does his funny little victory dance in this one. Yeah, it's fucked up. The main selling point of this very lackluster Blu-ray set was, I want to own Son of Godzilla. I really like that piece of shit. No? It's the one where Godzilla's son talks like this. It's good. I wish it came out in 1973. Still wouldn't have been number one, though. I actually have a good number one. And you like your number one a lot, but, you know, each their own.
I do.
Number 5.
Westworld. Movie about fantasy robot land theme park where you can go and live out fantasies, but with robots.
Nice. How was it?
It's a good movie.
My number 5 is the soul of Radio Edit Charlie, the Fred Williamson classic. This is prequel to Boss Radio Edit?
I don't remember. It's the one where he falls in love with that engine lady.
That's Boss.
Oh.
Because he's bad. Big and bad. They call him Boss. Boss Radio Edit. Number four.
The Wicker Man.
With your boy, Nicolas Cage.
Edward Woodward. Bless would go you. On to become the Equalizer for several seasons. But before that, he was just some Christian virgin that was used in a sacrifice in The Wicker Man. Spoilers behind.
And his parents were probably cunts for naming him Edward, right?
Yeah.
Your last name's fucking Woodward. You don't name your fucking kid Edward.
Edward Woodward.
Yeah, Edward. He didn't get laughed at school.
Nope.
Fucking pricks.
Yeah, and you know, those they make the fucking little boys wear the shorts with the socks over there when they go to school.
Hey, you.
You know?
That's jacket. How I'm dressed now.
I believe it.
Well, my number four is the Filipino classic with the late Sid Haig, Black Mama, White Mama.
It's a good one.
It is. Drink the beer. You ever see that documentary about Filipino exploitation movies? I forget what it's called.
I have. Maybe
Machete Maidens?
Yes.
All right. It's about as good as the one about the Australian one that I can't remember what it was called. Maybe Not Quite Hollywood. Not Quite
Hollywood, yeah. Also have that one. I've not seen it.
Have you seen Electric Boogaloo?
Yes.
Have you seen the Go-Go Boys?
I did watch the Canon one. That was, yeah, that one was entertaining.
And then the Go-Go Boys, that was Menahem's, the one he made. No, I'm not going to be in your documentary. We're making our own. Goodbye.
I haven't seen that one.
Yeah. Electric Boogaloo's a lot better. What the fuck was that about? Were you about to sneeze?
No, I got the corona.
Oh, I wish this was a video show just for that face. It looked like you had a slight stroke.
Maybe I did. Fuck.
Keep your hands on the table. We'll have no more of that.
Round three? Yep. Coffee. The Sid Haig classic. Made my number three. I think this is definitely the best of whatever this lady, so I can't fucking think today.
Pam Grier,
and the best of the movies that she made.
I
like Foxy Brown, but I think Coffee's a better, more fun movie.
My number three I watched recently, and that is Willie D. The D stands for Dick, or in this movie, Dynamite.
Dynamite.
Hey, no. We're not trying to get him sued here. But no, he died from jaundice many decades ago.
Sorry, Willie D.
Willie D. Hey, man, isn't that your car? No, not anymore. Tee-hee! Willie D. Good stuff. He had a basketball Jones.
He did.
Oh, number two.
Battle for the Planet of the Apes. Mm. Yep. If there's a Planet of the Apes movie that came out in a particular year, it's going to make my list.
My number two, Hell Up in Harlem, the Fred Williamson classic.
The direct sequel.
We'll get to that. Hold up now.
Okay.
Number one.
Okay, number one. Invasion of the B-Girls.
Oh, really?
Great, great film. Didn't get much better than this, especially in 1973, baby. Because this movie has it all. It's got action. It's got beautiful women. It's got romance. It's got alien invaders, B-girl alien invaders. Fuck, what more could you want? Best movie of 1973, hands down, even better than the one you picked, which your number two is a direct sequel of.
Well, my invasion of the B-girls is Black Caesar, starring Fred Williamson, the man classic.
He gets shot at the end, and in the direct
sequel, don't worry.
He's sagging, running around.
He finds a herb behind the alley. He mixes it with his red herb, and everything's okay.
His whole gang back together.
Good stuff. Nice continuation. Came out in the same year.
Fuck, we gotta rush this out.
We got any footage left?
Yep.
All right, Joe. Well, hopefully you come up with something better than I did last week.
Shit, I thought about it earlier. You know what? Movies that start with the letter L. Why not, huh?
Fuck it. You're running through some in your head right now and having a little bit of a...
Yeah, thinking, wow, this is going to suck.
Yeah, we'll both have the Lady Killers remake on our list next week.
Well, that's a good...
All right, so head on over to Fast Quaid. Seems like we didn't get everything, but I think we did.
I believe we did.
Fuck it. FastCustomShirts.com. Many, 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 many fine t-shirts for you to put on your back.
So DWNProductions.net. You can go and look around, but don't order. Don't
wait
touch.
Till Black Friday. And then, even then, when that sale is, I'm like, hey, probably not going to get your shit till late January. But at least it was 33% off.
If you're ordering as a Christmas gift.
Nope. Yeah, no, I'm specifically saying that in the news section with the updates. It is specifically going to say, if you're getting this fucking Christmas gift, don't. Just get it knowing you're getting 33% off and you're going to have to wait a minute.
Just a minute, though.
Oh, a minute. You know, it's different depending on who you ask.
Mm-hmm.
4 to 6 weeks. So it'll be a minute, but I mean, if you want it and it's 33% off, I don't see how you're going to fucking complain about that. And if you do, I'll say, well, fuck you. Here's your money back.
Yeah.
Then you're banned from FastCustomShirts.com. Hey, everybody. We're getting close to Thanksgiving, aren't we? Yeah, we sure are. Boy, God.
पहचान हो जीना आसान हो जान पहचान हो जीना आसान हो दिल को चुराने वालों आंख न चुराओ नाम तो बताओ जान पहचान हो जीना आसान हो जान पहचान हो जीना आसान हो दिल को चुराने वालों आंख न चुराओ नाम तो बताओ जान पहचान हो जीना आसान हो